Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us again on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, he will also be presenting our words of encouragement. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Get your boots and get your galoshes, your raincoat, umbrella, and your rain cap on today. Here in Riverdale, Georgia, it's raining cats and dogs outside. And so it's going to sort of be a real wet, damp day, but I hope that you're safe inside. Hope that your roof not leaking right now. But we do welcome you to the program. And this is a prayer call. And of course, through this COVID-19 thing, it's really putting some pressure on us. And it has tested our faith. There ain't no doubt about that. We got to admit that it's tested our faith. But I want to remind you, that God is still in control. And yes, there is a God. Yes, he is still active. And yes, Christ did die, and he was he was buried, and he was raised to live again. And yes, we still have the church, even though many of us not going to the church building anymore. We still have the church. It's because of the church building never was the church to start with. It was always the people. It was always the bodies. It was always the souls that made up the church, not the building. And of course, we appreciate the building. We appreciate the edifice. It's because some people had gone too far with that. You got to have a building. You got to be in out of the inclement weather, just like today. That's what a purpose was served for our worship. And then, of course, classrooms for Bible study. You put each age group wherever they're supposed to be. That's what that's supposed to be for. And all of our activities, as far as evangelistic activities and things that's awesome. So we do thank God for our buildings. Because there have been some people who have denied that building thing. Matter of fact, they bought just enough property to put the building on, but not enough property to park on it. I never did understand that. And then they never would build no classrooms at all, period. Everybody was like Little House on the Prairie. They was just in a one-room building. The adult classes up front and the intermediate classes on the left and the junior classes on the right. And they said that God didn't put us in the building business, but it just makes sense. It just makes sense to have enough building, adequate enough for us to do what we're supposed to do into fellowship. And so, God is still active, and the building has never been a church, and we're still the people of God. Regardless of what this pandemic will do to us, we're still the people of God, and people still need to hear the word of God. They still need to hear his word, believe it, repent of their sins, confess faith in Christ, and be buried with him in baptism to have his sins completely washed away. This makes them a member of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. And so I had mentioned a couple of times during our services that there used to be a program on TV called As the World Turns, and and we're still in that kind of a situation. As the world turns, we still have the pandemic. As the world turns, we still have various kinds of abuse in the home. You know, as the world turns, there's just still a whole bunch of things that's still going on because the world is constantly turning, no doubt about it. And there's still some activities that's going on. But I want to mention at least when we talk about our faith, and then we talk about this being a prayer call, and I mentioned to you a while ago about it raining so much. May Tubby in St. Louis used to sing that song all the time, "Didn't It Rain, Didn't It Rain?" And we used to sing with him all the time, sing with that group from St. Louis, one of the singing groups from St. Louis. I mean, tube traveled all over the country, and Maytubby was the song director at that particular time. And at one time, Brother Graham McGree used to preach in St. Louis at that particular congregation. And that's taken some of you on this call way back to some of the ministers that used to be around that particular area. But so he used to sing that beautiful song, "Didn't It Rain, Didn't It Rain." That was one of his signature songs. I want to mention at least about 10 things this morning that we need to be praying, that we need to be praying for. Number one, pray for God to give us hearts of concern for the lost, where we work, where we play, where we live every day. Number two, pray for God to move us to do the things that we have planned to do. Number three, pray for God to open doors before us that we can see the opportunities he provides. Number four, pray for God to give us wisdom to say and do the things that we should to bring others to Christ. Pray for God to bless our congregation with wisdom in its planning and carrying out of the great programs of evangelism in the community. And certainly we need some prayers now as we plan past this and when we can come out on the other side of this pandemic. Number six, pray for God to be with every person in the congregation who is playing a part in this total congregation evangelism. Number seven, pray for God to move in the hearts of those who we seek to reach so they may be receptive to the gospel message. And you know that's important. Not only we have the word, we have the message, but we need to pray for the hearts of those so that they can be receptive. Now, why would I say that? It's because you remember Pharaoh, this God would harden his heart, took good messages, took the word of the Lord to him, and the Bible said that God hardened their heart. And then in the book of Acts, he says that the word of God pricked their hearts. That means that somebody in that audience, at least about 3,000 souls on that particular day, heart was receptive, was open, was considering what had been said on that time. So pray for God to move in the hearts of those we seek to reach so they may be receptive to the gospel message. And then pray for God to help us in our follow-up efforts so that we will be diligent and patient in nurturing those we are seeking to reach. Then number nine, pray for God to bless those who are converted so they will be faithful and to bless us as we work with them. Then number 10, pray for God to bless our congregation with unity, love, as we reach out to those in the community. And so God must have a place in our plans if they are to be successful and if we are to succeed. So let's be sure that we include him in our prayers, and let's partner up with him, as it were, so that our work can be very successful. We sing a song, "My Faith Looks Up to Thee." I want to give you some words from that song. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. I like that. I love that first verse on that song because it's a request, and hopefully that we can succeed to that. Matter of fact, it's mentioned in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 2. Hebrews 12 and verse number 2. And then it says, may thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart. Listen to that. My zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me, O may my love to thee, pure, warm, changeless be, O living fire. This is a wonderful, beautiful song for us this morning. And then it talks about when in life's transient dreams when death calls solemn stream. Shall old me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. I like that, distrust remove. Or bury me safely above, and then it says a ransom soul. My faith looks up to thee, no doubt about that. And so this is, as I said before, this is a prayer call, and we have a lot to pray for, and we have a lot to be thankful for. And we want to, morning, we want to thank the Lord for answered prayers. And I know that there have been many on this program who have prayed for certain things in the health of the family, the health of their children, health on the job, things of that sort. And you've had some answered prayers along the way. And then we've prayed for others, those who are in hospice, in hospitals, incarcerated, those who have left families behind, of our military, those who have left families behind, those who recently went to Washington for 3 or 4 weeks to try to maintain some kind of security. They were away from their families, and so grant them again, and then grant those families who have lost love. You already know the numbers. You already know the numbers. So we're asking God to watch over us and to help us get on the other side of this thing, hopefully this year, and then we can be back in the fellowship one with another. Well, I know that Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I hope you have a super-duper day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.